Healthy mangrove stands won't save every community in the Philippines from storm surges, much less every vulnerable community in the world. But the idea that natural barriers can help control flooding is quickly finding its way into the mainstream. Exhibit A might be New York City and the rest of the area slammed last year by Superstorm Sandy. Henk Ovink is a Dutch architect and planner who's working with the U.S. government these days to help come up with ways to make the region less vulnerable to big storm surges and rising sea levels. And Mr. Ovink, I understand that one of the tools you're looking at is oysters.
That's true, Aaron. The oyster beds around the New York Harbor and the New York Bay are almost all gone. Restoring them will mean that these beds will be part of a shallowing approach, meaning that these underwater barriers actually reduces the way the waves and the surge affect the land.
Now, what are some of the other natural barriers or natural systems that you're exploring in the region?
We did the analysis of the whole Sandy-affected region. You have inner bay problems where, on one hand, the water can't go away when there's a surge, or on the other hand, there's not enough water to have a sound ecological quality. So by restoring marshlands, by creating habitats for not only oysters, but natural systems, reefs and plants, you can actually help reduce waves and help reduce surges.
I understand that you're even asking federal or local governments to build new islands.
Yes. If they would actually build islands offshore, that would actually create a new environment where the storm surge would be reduced by feet and not by inches.
So the idea is that these natural or soft flood control systems should be used now instead of the hard engineered flood control systems, right? So no more seawalls, levees, mechanical storm barriers, anything like that?
No, actually the idea is that we all know reality is very complex. So the only way to deal with reality is to do it in a comprehensive and complex way. So there's no one silver bullet. This will be natural and man-made. It will be engineering and ecology.
Now, you've been brought in from the Netherlands to help out with this effort around New York City and the coast there of New York and New Jersey. Now, of course, we know you've got hundreds of years of history trying to hold back the sea. But as far as I know, most of that is, you know, engineering solutions, dikes and seawalls. Has thinking changed over there? Have these natural solutions or the combination of solutions been tried there?
Yes, it seems like an engineering approach where it's only about design and engineering, but every measure we took was always a combination. Now, after 1953, we had a huge storm. We had our Sandy, you could say, and the response on our side was a little too much on the engineering side. Nowadays, we try to build more with nature. You need them both to create a better and safer place.
And Henk, you obviously have a pedigree there. How are your ideas being received in the areas hit by Sandy? I would think that if the folks there don't buy into what you're saying, then nothing can really happen.
You are very right. We have to do this with everybody. Now, how is this received? Thus far, pretty good. It's a complex process, but we have a lot of collaboration across the board from governments and community groups and funders. And it's my conviction that we can convince the people on the ground that it's going to be better for them and their children. And we will create a safer region to live and invest in.
Henk Ovink is a senior advisor to the U.S. government's Hurricane Sandy Rebuilding Task Force. Mr. Ovink, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.